K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Miranda. First, I have to say I love your show. Big, big fan. My name's Miranda, and I kind of need your help getting a second date. So I called in.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Your name's Miranda. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Just got that point across twice.
Well, I think so.
Tell us a little bit about the date then, Miranda.
Okay, so I met Drew at a mutual friend's party, and I'd been working all day. I'm a realtor, and I got dressed up. I was looking good. I was all excited. We really hit it off. We exchanged phone numbers, and we set up a date at a local bar, and I was really excited. But it was kind of weird because Drew was much more reserved at the bar than at the party. So I just thought it was like maybe because he was feeling pretty good at the party.
Liquid courage.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I figured, you know, he was a few drinks in at the party, but he was nervous at the bar maybe. I don't know. But I haven't heard from him at all since then. I'm hoping that maybe he broke his cell phone and it's in a ditch, but I'm 33. Like, I know that that is unlikely, but at the same time, I'm hoping he'll answer your calls if he's not answering mine.
That's one thing we are pretty good at, Nancy, is getting
short
him to answer the phone call.
And sweet, we are good at getting him the answer, not so good at getting a second date, but we will try.
Yes. Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to call Drew. So if you can hang out for about 10 minutes or so, how would he?
That sounds about right.
All right. Is that cool?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Miranda, you said you and Drew met at your mutual friend's party, but we never realized or really got to know where you guys from. Where are you from?
I'm from Englewood. Call me for any of your realty needs, please. You've got my number.
On the market for a house, give her a call.
Please, seriously, Miranda from Englewood, just look me up. You'll find me.
I hear a little kind of southern accent, and Englewood's north. So is that like in the family?
Well,
or?
Mm-hmm. I grew up actually in North Carolina.
Oh, I love it.
That makes sense.
It does.
Thank you. But I love Ohio, though.
Oh, well, we love having you here for all your realtor needs, and her name is Miranda, right?
Mm-hmm. That's why I love country music.
Okay,
Miranda,
go, girl. Yes.
Go, please call me.
All right, Miranda, be real quiet. We're going to get a hold of Drew, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, we are looking for Drew.
This is him.
Hey, Drew, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
What's new with Drew?
I didn't know she could do this either, Drew. I'm impressed.
I think that I've had too much caffeine. Can you see from your caller ID who we are?
No, I can't actually.
No caller ID?
What is that, *67 that we made it unavailable
no,
on his call?
Woody, tell him who we are.
All right, it's Nancy Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, okay. This is super weird. Hello.
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 We're all buddies now.
That's right.
You want to know what we want?
Yeah. I'm hoping it's a prize.
Maybe.
Could be. And we know her name, don't we all?
Yeah. Her name is Miranda.
As the person that do I know her?
Yeah, you went on a date.
Okay.
Because we're doing the second date segment on the show, Drew. And so she wants to go out with you again.
That's nice. I appreciate that. That's a good compliment. But I'm okay. I'm not really interested in that.
How this works, Drew, is Miranda called us. She can't get a hold of you. And she wants to know what happened. So if you could please give us a little more detail, then this is not going to work.
I can give you a little bit. She was nice at the party that I met her at, but we went on a date. And when I went to pick her up, this old guy answered the door, and he told me he was her dad and that she was in the bathroom getting ready. So he sat me down and started giving me this, like, prom night speech. I had to treat her with respect, be back by 9 o'clock. He wanted my phone number to turn on a GPS follow. He wanted to, like, literally track us the whole date. He said, no touching. You can hold hands, but that's it. It was a really weird experience. I'm 34 years old. I haven't gone through that since I was a teenager. So, that it was weird.
Yeah. I don't know quite what to say.
Right? Trying to find the words here.
I mean, it sounds a little bit, doesn't it sound like Robert De Niro and Meet the Fockers a little bit?
Burns Family Circle
of
Trust.
You know?
Yeah, it's first, I thought he was kidding, but then he was giving me the dead stare, and it got creepy real fast.
So that explains why you were more, Miranda said, more reserved on the date. Maybe this kind of threw you off a little bit?
He's afraid for his life.
Yeah. I thought he was hiding in the parking lot. He was doing some, like, glasses waiting for us to do something wrong and attack me in the trenches or something. I was freaking out.
Does she live with her dad? Or
that's what it kind of sounds like, right?
She does, I think, and I'm not judging. Everybody has their own little thing going on, but yeah, she needs to stop him from doing that.
He's just worried about me going out on dates with people he doesn't know. Hi, Drew. It's me, Miranda. I just want to say my dad is overprotective. He's ex-military, and, you know, he just wanted you to know that he expects you to be respectful, and I don't think it's a big deal.
Totally understand if I was a 14-year-old little boy that didn't know how to go on a date with a young lady, but I'm 34. He should recognize that. We're both grown men. We're both looking at each other in the eye, and he's treating me like I'm a little kid. I really don't want to deal with something like that. It's just I don't like using this word, but it's a big red flag.
I mean, yeah, I just told everybody on here that I'm from North Carolina. We moved to the Dayton area so my dad could be at Wright Patt. You know, he's protective. He's a military man.
She keeps that first in flight thing. Did you notice that? You know?
I appreciate his service for sure, but I'm more comfortable with him on the front lines, less comfortable with him, you know, watching me on a date.
Has he always been so protective, Miranda?
He has, but you know what? I think it's just because he's seen me sad when, you know, men haven't manned up, and he just wants to let them know that he expects them to treat me with integrity and really understand that he's expected to be a gentleman and a quality guy.
I mean, these are all fair requests, aren't they?
But yeah, they're all but in your 30s, you know?
It's the way he went about it, I think, is what's really throwing
it's
off.
It's kind of intimidating, you know?
I think that's the point, though.
Well, I mean, I think that this is two different directions, Woody, but I think we do still need to make the second date offer because that's how it works, right?
Yeah, you know, we can send you guys back out and provide transportation for them. Nancy, what else can we do?
On a date.
I love that.
Yeah, you know, Dad can't go, sorry. but a concert or dinner or something, and Station will pick up the entire tab, but you both have to say yes now.
No, yeah. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'll pass. Thank you.
Do you want my dad to call you so we can patch it up?
No, please tell your dad to delete my number. He should not have it anymore.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.